This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, Kig. Dinei HaKriyos B'Shemana Esrei. The laws of bowing in Shemana Esrei. Says Mechaber, Elu brachas sheshoichin bahem. The following blessings we bow in. Number one, ba'avais. In avais, chilu v'soif. In avais, the first bracha, the last bracha. I'm sorry, in avais, the beginning and the end of the bracha. Uvahida, in emaindim chilu v'soif, the beginning and the end of the bracha. V'im ba lishchois v'soif ka bracha, oy betchilasa. If you want to bow at the end of each bracha or in the beginning, we teach you not to. Which is very interesting. It doesn't say you're not allowed to. If you come to do so, we teach you not to. But if you want to do it in the middle, you're allowed to. Says Mishnah Berurah, v'hayda t'chila v'soif, in ma'idim, in the beginning of the end, haynu b'tchilas ma'idim, that is in the beginning of Maidim, Ulvasov Kishemasayim Baruch Hashem HaTov Shimcha. It doesn't mean the beginning and the end, the first word and the last word. It means in the beginning of Maidim and the end when you say Baruch Hashem HaTov Shimcha. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, as brought later on, Siman Kuf Chaf Aleph, that if someone doesn't bow by Maidim, their Shijra turns into a Nachash. The idea being, the purpose of life is gratitude. So if one does not fulfill that, the antithesis is the nachash. Likewise, the Moedim Drabban, the Shulchan Aruch says later on, you should bow. But the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama say, some say you should bow in the end, some say you say the whole thing in one bow. The Be'er Halacha says in the name of the Gra, you only have to bow until Moedim Anach Lo Shu'atahu, and then you straighten out. And the Chazonish would bow in the beginning and end of Maidim D'Rabbanan. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why this unusual lashon, that if somebody wants to bow in the beginning and end of other brachas, we teach you not to. Why doesn't it just say, it's us or two? What's this? Either you're allowed to, you're not allowed to. What's we teach you not to? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kedei shelo yavoi lakar takanas chachamim. We don't want you to uproot the takana of the sages. So that they don't say everyone's just doing whatever they want. We're also concerned for Gaiva, that you consider yourself better than the rest of the tzibar. What about bracha achas me'in sheva? What about that? Do you bow there by bracha achas me'in sheva? I know you don't. Don't look at me like, you know, what am I supposed to answer? You don't. I know you don't. We have videotape. But are you supposed to? That's the question. So the dirshu brings in the name of Shal Sechuvah Zachar Yehoisef and the Makar Chayim. You should bow in the beginning of the bracha. Now who should bow? It sounds like the shots, because nobody else is saying, everyone else is saying, Magen Avayis V'Varay, but the Shatz is saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'kin V'kai Avayiseinu. So should he bow? Rabbi Yashiv says, yes, you must bow. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, at first he said not to bow, but then he saw the Sefer Makar Chayim, who says you should bow, and he was Mevat Odas. But the Levushe Mordechai says, we never find such a thing. I'll tell you the truth. I never heard of this before. Until 5 seconds ago, I never heard this before. But it does, based on what I saw so far, it seems like you should bow for bracha achas me'in sheva. I, you know, well, I have to look into it further. But that would be an interesting practice. Why doesn't the chazan bow? Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melkei Avoseinu. The answer is, it's not Chazor Sashatz. What is it? It's Baruch Achaz Mein Shava. So do we have a Makar that they were Masakein? And what's Siddur Makar Chayim? Interesting. Okay. What's the reason why Chazal were not masag and tabal by every bracha? Rabbi Yaakov Emden says they don't want to be matshriach the mespalel because it could be distracting. Only the Kohen Gadol would bow by every bracha. So that's interesting. The Kohen Gadol would bow by every bracha, and the Melech would bow. When the Melech would bow, he would not straighten up because the Melech had clearer das. Okay. Aval be'emtziusam, says the Mishnah Berurah, but in the middle of the bracha, you could bow. V'chein tzal smahar be'achroinim d'loika yifei mara shagim geim lasar. Many achronim say you could bow in the middle of the bracha, not like the yifei mara. Yachal lishchois, she'ein lachos she'avoy lakar takanas chama yidezeh. We're not concerned you're going to come to uproot a takanas chachamim. Kivan she'chachamim lo tiknu klal lishchois be'emtza shum bracha. Since chachamim we're not misakein to bow in the middle of any bracha. Meaning, if you're going to bow in the beginning and end of a bracha, then somehow you're going to come to be oiker takanas chachamim. How are you going to come to be oiker takanas chachamim? By somehow adding to every beginning and end, it's going to be oiker where the chachamim are masakin to bow in the beginning and end of avos hamoedim. But if you were going to bow in the middle, they never said anything about the middle, so it's not going to infringe on the takanas chachamim. Sif beis hanoyagim lishchois brosh hashem yom kippurim v'yom kippur k'shamrim zachreinu umicha meicha tzrichim lizkoiv k'shamagim l'sefer bracha. Those who have a custom to bow when they say zachreinu umicha meicha, they better get their act together when they get to the end of the bracha to be upright to be able to bow again. So you say, why do I need to... Okay, so let's analyze this for a moment. There's a minog that some would bow when they said, Zachrinu Micha Meicha. So by Micha Meicha, you better get up because you know how to be bowing at the end of the second bracha. But by Zachrinu, why do I have to stand erect again? Anyway, I'm going to be bowing for the end of the bracha. So to that, the Rama says, "V'yafa gav de ba'avos kareya b'sefer bracha." Even though by avos I'm bowing at the end of the bracha, mikal makayim. So why can't I stay down? Tzarech lizkoif ma'at b'soif zachreinu. I need to get up a bit at the end of zachreinu. Kedei she'anira shechoyzer v'kareya misham chiyuv, to make it distinguishable that when I'm bowing again at the end of the bracha, I'm doing it for a chiyuv. Says Mishnah Berurah, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur k'sha'omrim, v'chein ha'noegim l'espalel kol ha'tfilah b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur b'kriya. Likewise, those who are noeg to dam the whole tefillah in Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur, bowing. This is based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Dav Chavav Amar Beis Amar Rav Levi, mitzvah shel Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur b'chlufen. Rashi says, "Kama de kayif inish betfilasai panav kavushin la'aretz." The more your head is buried in the ground, the better off you are. So those who do that, tzrichim lizkoif besoif kol bracha, they have to get back erect at the end of every bracha, uvitzchilas kol bracha, in the beginning of every bracha, shaloi lahoisav al takanas chachamim, not to add on to the enactment of the sages, shaloi tiknu ela betchilas avos v'hoida uvesoif, and that they're only misak in the beginning of avos and moedim, and at the end. Zachreinu umicha meicha, ein hatam shava bahem. The reason why you need to get up by the end of Zachreinu, the end of Micha Meicha, are two different reasons. They don't have the same reason. By Micha Meicha, you have to get up before you finish the phrase Micha Meicha. Because by the bracha Micha Meisim, ain sham shechia. There is no bowing at the end of Micha Meisim. Mitzat Hakanas Chachamim. V'miyichra, if you're going to bow, yeah, kemoisif. It's going to look like you're adding on to where you bow at the end of brachos. But uvezachreinu, there's a different reason you have to get up. Because there, you're going to have to bow at the end of the bracha, and you can't be in a state of bowing, because then it will not be recognizable that you're bowing l'shem l'choiva. Yesham shchia mitzat takanas chachamim. There, there's a bowing because of the enactment of the sages. Kesha oimer baruch atah Hashem magen Avraham. V'kivan shazeh shoicha b'chol hatfila. And if this guy, if he's bowing in the whole Shemayna Esrei, lo yeh nikar takanas chachamim. So There are two different reasons why you have to get up. One is for Zachoinu, and one of Micha Meicha. By Zachoinu, you have to get up so it's recognizable that the bowing is a Shem Chayva. By Micha Meicha, you have to get up because you can't be bowing at the end of that bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, there's a nafgamina in the getting ups you need to do by Avos and by Gevurah. Namely, Ulafiza Yesh Chiluk Bein Zakifa LeZachoinu LeZakifa the Micha Meicha. According to this, is a chiluk between the getting up of Zachoinu and the getting up of Micha Meicha. Debiz Zachoinu Tzarch Lizkoiv Koidem Shiyomer Eza Tevois Hasmuchais LeBarachata. By Zachoinu, you have to get up before you say a few words near Barachata. By Zachoinu, you have to get up before you say a few words near Baruch Kedei Shiuchal Acher Kach Lishchais, so that you'll be able to bow after Kishayomer Baruch Ata. Avol Bezekifa De Micha Meicha, the Zekifa Micha Meicha in Tzach Lizkov Ad Shayomer Baruch Ata. So by Micha Meicha, you get up right when you say Baruch Ata. By Avos, you get up before you say the Baruch Ata. And likewise, any other bracha that doesn't have bowing in the end, you have to get up before you say Baruch Atah Hashem. Mishum Chiyuv. By Zachoinu, you're going to have to get up to show that you're bowing at the end. Mishum Chiyuv. Ki Hashchia Rishana Is Rishus. The first bowing you did by Zachoinu was discretionary. Va'oy Tam Shetzach Lizkoif. Another reason is not only to distinguish between between bowing of Rishus and bowing of Chayva, you need to get up in order to bow by Baruch, and then to get up by Hashem. I don't really understand this Oitam. Why do I have to get up to bow by Baruch? I'm bowing, and when I say Baruch, I'm bowing. Is he saying it's not enough to be in a state of having bowed, you have to do the act of bowing? That's what he's saying. So it's not, that's another reason. So it's not just to distinguish, it's to do the act of bowing by Baruch. It's not enough to be bowed, you have to bow. You have to do the act of going down. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we'll hold it over here. Have a great day. Be matzliach, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.